This episode is brought to you by Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/catcast and get 50% off your first order with free shipping. Nobody's gonna want you like I do. Nobody's gonna love you. And nobody's gonna want you like I do. Nobody's gonna love you. And nobody's gonna want you. Like I do, nobody's gonna love you. And nobody's gonna want you. Like I do, nobody's gonna love you.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 635. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who should really have his own online gaming festival, Wombat.
How do you know I don't? Well, that's an assumption, and it's rude, and it's uncalled for.
Are you gonna make
How dare you?
Are you saying that you're gonna announce something soon?
Yeah.
You are saying that.
I'm just ironing out the kinks.
Okay. Interesting. Well, that's a big mm-hmm. scoop in the first, minute of the show.
Yep.
You usually don't get to like anything big, till much later.
Yeah. Not in second 55 of the episode.
I think we need a summer of Wombat. What do you think, Shipwreck?
I thought Wombat was staking claim to autumn.
Are you more of an autumn Wombat?
I am definitely not an autumn. I think I'm really a winter.
Fall, when all the gaming news comes out.
Well, honestly, like a winter of Wombat sounds a lot better than summer of Wombat.
That seems like a lot less work, too.
Yeah, I think Winter of Wombat is a good idea. I like that.
Let's hear about all those games that came out already.
In the winter. All those winter games. Although, the way things are going, it's going to be winter games.
Right. I loved winter games. Not as good as summer games.
Yeah, but, but winter games had a luge.
It did. I remember the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should have been happening soon. Oh my god, I hate all of it so much. I hate it. I hate it so much. I went to Target today.
Yeah, how was that? Okay.
Oh my, it was Mad Max level in my Target. I'm not even making that up.
What's happening? Like, people are like, they're not wearing shirts and they're holding baseball bats.
I know it sounds awful, and I know, and I don't mean to sound like a bad person.
Here comes the racism.
It's not racism, because it wasn't a race thing. But there were people in there who clearly had nowhere else to go, or just didn't. There's I haven't showered in a couple of days, and there's also I don't know when the last time this person showered.
Oh, I haven't showered in a couple
sitting,
of days.
Sitting on in corners of the Target trying to hide away.
Oh, wow.
Eating food.
Oh, wow. Which Target is this?
This was the Levittown Target. I mean, there were people that, it sounds like, people probably saw my tweet and thought it was a joke. I'm not joking. There were people that basically have moved into Target, at least during the day, and no one's doing anything about it. They're not, like, asking them to leave. It's got to be some sort of health concern with everything that's going on to just have, and people just sitting and eating in the corners of Target, probably not paying for anything, and it was weird. And not just one person, I saw at least three people.
They're not in the video game section, are they?
No, they were. I only noticed because I went to go look at the Funko Pops. I thought that would be a fun little diversion out of this hellscape. Like, oh, I like looking at Funko Pops.
Right.
And there was a person there just sitting on the floor who was not very clean.
He liked Funko Pops too.
Yeah.
He's exactly. having his lunch with, like, Funko Pops. He likes them
I'm
more
like,
than
oh,
you.
Oh, I got to get out of here.
What was for lunch?
I don't know.
What
I
if there were plants to get you out of the store?
Meanwhile, like, did you buy anything?
Nobody needs to be looking at Funko Pops. Let's put one there.
I bought the things we needed.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
We needed face wash and bathroom cleaner and Sabrina needed sheets. The things we needed
right. That
were Target things. Like, there were, like, Target things. We're like, okay, we could get things at Target and get some of the groceries and kind of, like, It'll be quick. It'll be easy. It's a lot of stuff all at once. I don't think I've been to Target inside a Target in a month.
Wow.
So I thought it would be like, again, you know, that sort of a little bit of, we talked about this last week, how Shipwreck misses being able to browse a Target. I'm like, it'll be a little bit of an escape. And it turned out to just make me more nervous and scared that I'm going to be dead in 2 weeks.
I don't want to go to a sad Target.
Oh.
It wasn't what I wanted.
You should go to Westbury. I think the Target's, it's a better class of Target there.
I don't know. The Westbury Target's scary too.
Really?
Don't fool yourself. Yeah.
Too big. Those stores are too big. That's the problem. They're gigantic. I guess.
And there were security guards in there too. That's like, but you know what? They also looked like they were 15. So, I don't know.
It's a bad situation.
It's a bad situation.
What are you starting off the show? It's such a depressing tale.
I don't know. And it's like, I feel bad that this is the situation. I feel bad this is the world we live in. I want it to all go back to normal, and I don't know how that happens.
Right.
Cheapy, cure the coronavirus.
Me?
Can you do that for me? Yeah, you.
I don't know anything.
You know how.
I'm trying to cure my house of all this rotted wood and carpenter ants. So I have construction guys here all day now.
But yeah, at least they're invited. The people, not the ants.
Yeah, no, they're doing a fantastic job. I got to say, I'm really very pleased. It's very so unusual to we haven't had good experiences really, and it's, you know, it seems like they just, you know, when we originally fixed up the house, there was some it was like spots of rotted wood, and they just painted over it a couple of times. Pretty sweet solution. So that's not good. Paint doesn't actually keep the ants out. So they wound up having to like replace so much, you know, like the whole wood rotted out around our window outside. It rotted so much that it rotted to the inside of the house.
Oh,
I just came up with a $1 billion idea. You guys can get it on the ground floor.
Uh-huh.
Insecticide paint.
That doesn't solve the problem. That doesn't stop the wood from rotting, though. That's really the problem. The bugs are...
Well, once you fix the wood behind it, then you paint it with the insecticide paint.
Okay.
So not only are you repainting the walls, but you're making sure the ants don't come back.
It sounds toxic to humans.
I don't think so. I think it would be fine.
I don't know.
I don't know if you checked, but ants are much smaller than humans.
That's true. I have checked. Because I had to vacuum them up by a lot, by the dozens.
It took a lot of ants to hold a vacuum.
Yes. Yeah, no, I had no, yeah. I could, that vacuum could have taken all the ants. There's just not that many ants. Well, I shouldn't jinx it. I'm going to have a nightmare.
So are you getting them like cased in metal then? Like, I know that's what we did when we had some rotten wood.
No, they wound up replacing all the wood, and all the insulation was gone too. Because the wood rots, I think, and then like animals get in there somehow, and they steal it for their nest. It's like a whole, you know, there's a whole city living inside my house.
It's
basically
a whole ecosystem.
Yeah, between the walls of my house, and what? So they.
I think that's probably in a lot of houses.
I think that's probably true, but in this case, they've stolen the insulation to make their homes, and nice. So there's no insulation left. So they're re-insulating the window, so that's good. And they've replaced the wood that the birds ate, but I found more bird damage. And they're fixing they have one of the kitchen cabinet. We have this beautiful built-in kitchen cabinet that came with the house, and when we redesigned the kitchen, we left that there and sort of, you know, as part of the design of the kitchen, because it was really nice. The problem is when they were altering some of the structures of the rooms, and so the back of the house was exposed. The inside of the house was exposed to that kitchen cabinet, and they never sealed up the back of the cabinet. So that inside of the cabinet is exposed to the guts of the house. So the little mice get in and they come into the drawers and like check out your silverware. Like, hey, oh, this is some nice cutlery you got here.
Have mice in your cutlery drawer?
Obviously we don't use that cabinet because it's open in the back, so we just keep it sealed up, and like we put mice traps in there, and I recently started putting red pepper or cayenne pepper flakes in there, Mm-hmm. And that seems, and also the drawers are empty now. So the rats,
except for the mice.
The mice want paper to build their, they all want things to like to build their nests. Mm-hmm. So paper and things like that. Cutlery, you know, they'll just walk around and drag their nuts across and maybe possibly urinate on, but it's not useful to them. So anyway, that's another project for these guys. They're going to seal up the back of that cabinet so we can use it. It's just, nice. It's wonderful. Today, you know, Mrs. Chibi's got a lot of calls during the day, as probably you do as well. So we got right beneath her, they're banging out the window to get the frame out and all this rotted wood. And then the landscaper shows up and he's literally on like, you know, right by the window outside with the leaf blower. So she's like, and she's on a conference call. And I'm looking over. I'm just dying laughing and taking pictures. And she's like, what's happening? It was pretty great. You had to be there, I guess.
Gotcha. Leaf blowers. I get some wildlife at my house now too. Like we have that little coffee nook in our kitchen now.
Okay. Yeah. It looks awesome.
Which I sit at every morning before the kids get up. I go down there and just sit there and drink my coffee and get on my laptop and do my productive hours of the day.
Right.
And I sit there and every morning some chipmunks come up on the windowsill next to me and just start humping.
Humping.
Nice.
Yep.
How long does it take for a chipmunk to finish?
I don't know. There's a lot of mounting and dismounting going on.
Huh.
So we have a lot of chipmunks. So they're doing a good job of it.
Right.
There's no.
I think I've seen that with squirrels. I didn't know. Maybe I didn't know that they were having sex because they just sort of chase each other around the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Really fast. It's hard to see what's happening because they move really fast.
Oh, it's not hard to see what's happening with these chipmunks. So that maybe are sitting right on the windowsill next to me as I'm watching them. And my cat is also sitting there just watching them.
Any discharge on the window?
I there's a screen there. It's protection. One of them today, like, I don't know, he was feeling gutsy. He just decided to just climb the brick on my house. Like, there's nowhere to go. So he just climbed up as high as he could, and then he just fell. He fell like 10 feet.
Maybe he was trying to impress a female.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to impress Shipwreck.
Female chipmunks, I believe, are called chickmunks.
He's like, look, I'm going to nail this broad, and I'm going to climb up your fucking house. Check this shit out.
And free base jump off of it into more bricks that are down below.
Yep. Maybe he's got a YouTube channel. He's making content.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Content. Should we do some show feedback?
Sure, that's content.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got to lift my mic a little bit. It's a little low.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that better? There we go. Yeah. I don't know. Detective Conan 16 has to say, it was very interesting to hear Wombat's college experiences, and it was wild.
Wombat gone wild.
I didn't join a frat or any club for that matter in college. I just went straight home when the clock hit 5. We got the origin story of how Wombat got his name, and we could finally listen to the oldest episodes of the CADcast in an easy format so we can all learn the origin of how Cheapy D started using the nickname in common vernacular. So there you go, Cheapy. This was just a way of giving you props for getting all the old shows up on, I think, every available platform.
Yes, it was. It wasn't that hard. It was just mindless data copying and pasting, and making sure you don't fuck anything up. But congratulations, everybody! We have the technology now to handle that massive RSS feed that is known as the CADcast. Everybody's got their supercomputers in their pocket. We can do it, and we did. So it is. Awesome. It was fun, yeah. And it was fun, and big thank you to Libsyn for helping me get that going. Their support was really good. It's a good place to host your podcast if you want to do a podcast.
I'll say this: CADcast 1 isn't bad.
Uh huh.
CADcast 2 is rough.
I haven't listened to any of them.
I only listened to those. Well, CADcast 1 I had listened to not that long ago. But CADcast 2 is rough.
Okay. Did you make it to CADcast 4?
No. I just, after that, I kind of jumped around a lot.
Those are the CADcasts that don't have any names. They don't have any titles.
I listened to what was the CADcast like the week Sabrina was born? And I forgot that you insulted me.
Perfect.
And then,
perfect.
Yeah.
So you probably shouldn't listen to these.
Yeah. And so I stopped listening to that.
Yeah, stop listening to these.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you shouldn't listen
to these. Was a dick when I had a kid.
I'm glad that that was in the past.
It was in the past.
We haven't been a dick to you for a couple episodes now.
I know. I feel like people have noticed that I've been in a better mood.
That'll be the next CADcast, the next CADcast project. We can sort of highlight which episodes were dicks to you.
And that seems like a really bad project.
Yeah, no one has that much time.
We can call that the Kazoo Project.
There you go.
And we can color code them like green. Nobody makes fun of Wombat, and red, you know, there could be some problems.
Exactly.
Anyway, it was fun. It was fun to do it, and I'm glad it all worked out.
And it did.
And it actually works. The system works.
Yep.
And we're still getting like 100,000 downloads a week, false downloads from France every week or some shit like that. Some ridiculous thing. For no reason. So our stats, I can't look at our stats anymore because they're just meaningless.
I don't know what that means.
I found out from Libsyn.
Okay.
It's like some French like telecom IP address. It's just like them scanning us. I think they're just like ingesting the CADcast to learn more about America.
I think maybe, I don't know, whatever.
They're maybe planning an invasion of America, the French, and they want to know.
I'll let him have it.
What the
have it.
Right. What else we got here in the show feedback area?
Sure. Double O Matter. Ooh Matter. I should ask him. Might be a little biased, but I can't get enough of Wombat's college stories. That's my fraternity brother, Seth, who is a loyal show listener.
Wow.
So he gets a shout out.
My fraternity brothers never comment on the show.
I'm pretty sure he's the only one. So, right. But I know he listens every week, so he gets a high five, so a virtual high five.
Nice.
Via the show.
All right. My fraternity brothers, hopefully you can step up.
Yeah, next week. They should.
Have some show feedback.
Seth was there during Hell Week. We slept on the same floor together.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
You ate the semen biscuit together.
Yep, all of it.
Delicious.
So we were in the same pledge class. He was the first person I met when I started school.
Wow.
So there you go. He gets a special shout out.
Wow.
Cthulhu ate you. Great show as always. I love Snake Eyes as much as the next G.I. Joe fanboy, but even I doubt he would survive against all four Teenage Ninja Turtles. I don't remember who asked that question, but that was one of our better questions, and I just thought that was a fun conversation we had. So,
I agree. I agree with this guy. Those turtles weigh like, you know.
Turtles are big. They're heavy.
They must weigh like 300 pounds each.
They are also ninjas. Yeah, so, I think four turtles against one Snake Eyes is probably.
It's a lot of power. It's a lot of power. It's a lot of turtle power.
T-U-R-T-L-T power. Yeah.
Would he have his wolf? Would Timber be there?
No.
His what?
His wolf.
His wolf.
Is that his dog's name? Wolf?
I'm no, sorry. It's Timber. Timber.
Right.
It's a wolf named Timber.
A wolf. Oh, a wolf. Oh,
yeah, it's
oh,
a so play confused. On Timberwolf.
That's good. I like that.
Oh, that never gets old.
No, why? So good.
I don't know.
Oh, we got to think of ways to work in to make Shipwreck say wolf.
Yeah, or other words that have L's in the. Yeah, what's that sport that people play? You use a club, you hit a small hard ball into a hole.
That would be golf.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about the other day, Wombat?
What?
Remember that TV show with the that helicopter, the really advanced helicopter? It was based on this, it was sort of, I think, a ripoff of Blue Thunder. What was that Shipwreck?
Ernest Borgnine? Was Ernest Borgnine on the TV show?
What was that? What was that show, Shipwreck?
I don't remember the name of that one.
Nightcopter.
Right.
Nightboat.
Nightboat.
Blackhawk.
Yes. This was a fjord.
Fjord? Mm-hmm. Right, right.
What do you need all these L's in front of F's for? They don't make any sense.
Yeah. All right, let's do some watch this bitches. It's not couth to make fun of people for their accents.
It's weird because there's two things on the top that I've seen already, but I didn't put them on there. So
I saw these now. These are my things. I looked at them and I went, who put this on here? So I watched Perfect Bid, the contestant who knew too much.
That is the Press Your Luck documentary?
That is not the Press Your Luck documentary.
Oh, that was the Press... No, this is the Price, that's is, the right. Price is Right one. Yes. I watched both of them. That's why I get them confused.
I've seen but both yes, of them I saw this now, one. Too.
Which is better?
Yeah.
I like Perfect Bid better.
Mm-hmm. Perfect Bid was good.
It's got a little bit more personal touch to it. Than.
And the guy's not a criminal?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you like this guy. Like, he's genuinely likable.
Hmm. Unlike somebody, those whammies.
What?
I said, unlike those whammies.
Right. Everybody hates whammies.
Yep.
Somebody recommended this to me because it involves spreadsheets. So I went, oh, all right, it's on YouTube. I'll watch it. See what spreadsheets are about. Yeah, I have a lot of similarities.
I think it's on Hulu because that's where I saw it.
I saw it on YouTube.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah.
You're saying you could somehow game the system for Price Your Luck? This is right up your alley?
For Price is Right.
Price is Right.
This is Price is Right. This is a guy who got a perfect bid on the Showcase Showdown.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And his story on memorizing prices of things.
It basically, it mirrored a lot of stuff that I did growing up, which was make a lot of spreadsheets that just contained data. For no reason, like it's like, all right, that's some data. I can put that in a spreadsheet, and then coding computer games based upon game shows that use data. So it was very relatable to me. So I appreciate. I don't remember who it was that recommended me that, but I appreciate the recommendation. Mm. I thought it was good. It does not. If you don't know the story going in, it's not the story you think it would be. I would say that.
Good pitch.
Yeah. The whole Shipwreck family finally got around to watching Kubo and the Two Strings.
So you had not seen that before?
Not seen that before.
Oh, that movie's excellent.
That is a good movie. I went in pretty much blind on that. We were just looking around. We had owned that on Blu-ray since it came out. And so
sounds about right.
We were just like looking around, like
that lines up with how Shipwreck works.
It is. It's like, oh, that was a good movie. I should buy that and watch it 3 years later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love. I didn't realize it was a stop motion animation movie.
Yeah, that's. Like, is it Leica? In. Is that how you pronounce it? Leica Studios. I believe they also did James and the Giant Peach. Have you seen that one?
I have seen James and the Giant Peach.
That's good.
That's
good
the one
too.
That. They threw Tim Burton's name all over.
Yeah. So
it is good.
It is good. Yeah. Kubo and the Two Strings is an excellent movie.
That one ends weird though. I don't want to spoil the ending you come out of that and go, huh, I didn't hate that ending, but that's a weird ending.
I haven't seen it in such a long time. I barely remember the ending, but I will say that Missing Link movie is made by the same people and it almost makes me want to watch that. But I haven't.
I saw that.
Was that good, Missing Link?
It was pretty good. I couldn't tell you a thing about it, but I remember it was.
Have you seen
good.
Kubo and the Two Strings?
Yes, of course. Okay. We saw that in the theater.
Excuse me.
I talked about it on the CatCast.
I know. Yep. I believe you.
I
have.
Knew Cheapy had seen it. You have to understand, like, my kids are just now getting to the age where that's not a scary movie.
Yeah, of course.
Did you pre-order your Scoob?
I haven't pre-ordered it. We'll probably get it.
Oh, I pre-ordered it.
What do you get with your pre-order?
The first three episodes of the original series of Scooby-Doo I got, and a $3 credit to buy something else.
Wait, what are you pre-ordering?
Scoob movie.
It's the new Scoob movie.
Why is it called Scoob, though?
That's a
ask
name.
Ask the marketing people.
Right, that's a name.
Calling it?
Yeah, it's Scoob.
I don't like that.
Scoob.
I don't like
that. Scoob. That's what Shaggy calls Scoob.
Yeah, yeah, but that's for Shaggy.
And when that trailer first came out, both my children said, "Can we see this in the theaters?" Months and months and months ago. And I said, "Probably."
No.
And knowing that I was secretly lying. And here we are. And now I don't have to spend $45 to see it with my kids.
Right. I don't like the term Scoob. I feel like that's familiar between Shaggy and Scooby, and that's not for us to use.
Are you a Blue Falcon fan?
I am a Blue Falcon fan, personally. That's the other reason why I was like, okay, I can do this.
Yep.
So, yep, it'll be fun. It'll be cute. It's something we could do together. Without, you know, potentially dying.
Yes.
I think you already have access to every Scooby-Doo episode ever.
So. Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
So what can you do? I did watch a documentary on Netflix.
Is it about Scooby-Doo? Called,
no, it's called Have a Good Trip, Adventures in Psychedelics.
Sounds like
And it's not great. It's not bad. And clearly it took them a long time to make it because basically
they kept getting high.
Maybe they ask a bunch of celebrities what it was like to get to take LSD or eat mushrooms, and they describe their trips to the documentarian.
Who are some of the people?
It features, well, this is where it gets kind of weird because two of the main celebrities that they feature are Anthony Bourdain and Carrie Fisher.
Ew.
So it's like, yeah, it makes it, there's a little bit of like, that's kind of depressing. Yeah. Paul Scheer is on it. Tom Lennon. Who else is on it? I'm trying to even remember now. What's his face from Parks and Recreation? Ron. Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. Adam Scott, also from Parks and Rec. There's a weird Parks and Recreation tied to this.
It's a popular program.
Yeah, it's well made. It's interesting. It tries to be a little like Drunk History with the retellings, but it doesn't really tell you anything. You don't, you know, I know.
You don't get to see the people while they're high, right?
No, you don't see the people while they're high.
This sounds lame, like the cannabis cooking show on Netflix.
Maybe, because it's, you know, but again, it's like there's no, like, it's just LSD, man, when you trip, this is what it feels like, and this is what a bad trip is like. But at no point are they like, LSD is this. This is where it came from. This is what it means. This is what it was originally. This is how it was. Like, what's the history of it that led up to, and now here's what happens when you use it.
Right.
Or mushrooms, man, they get you high.
Sounds like we should make this movie together. This new movie idea that you have.
Because it's not, as documentaries go, it's not very documentative. Is that a word that I just made up?
It's not informative.
Yeah.
It's not educational.
I didn't learn anything about psychedelics from it. I just got to hear people have a good time. I got to hear about rich people have a good time.
What made you go, yes, this is what I'm doing?
Because I saw the trailer for it. And okay. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I like Sarah Silverman. I'm curious to you know, I thought it would be funny. And it wasn't not funny.
Right.
But I thought it would be like, LSD is this. This is where it comes from. This is what we found. And then it would like cut to Sarah Silverman and she'd be like, and I was so wasted I did this. But it's not. It's just the basically they thought that all they needed was the entertaining part with none of the educational part. But the entertaining part would work better if it was cut between the educational part. Otherwise, it just feels like, you know, it's a little too frenetic all the time without the come down. Which I guess is sort of ironic for something that's about drug trips.
All right, let's stop talking about this movie. And Shipwreck, can you get me some mushrooms?
Maybe.
We'll talk after the show.
Okay, then. I also watched the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt interactive movie on Netflix. And that was cute.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that existed.
It came out this week.
Oh, you're on top of the game.
Yeah, I watch it literally before we record it. I'm like, oh, let's watch that while we, you know, eat dinner.
Aren't you emotionally spent after watching that?
No.
Oh, okay,
why would I be?
You don't have any emotions.
I have no emotions. It's a, have you ever watched Unbreakable with Kimmy Schmidt?
It's funny.
It's funny. It's very funny.
Mrs. Chibi wasn't down with it, though. So
I managed to kill everyone on the show before the credits started, which was very funny.
It's funny that you can do that.
Yeah, that's cool. It sounds fun. Yeah, it's choose your own adventure, Kimmy Schmidt, and you have your remote control, and you make your decisions. And there's good decisions and bad decisions. And when you make a bad decision, it is very funny. So recommend it.
I didn't put this on here, but we started watching What We Do in the Shadows on the series.
Yeah, how is that? I only watched
the first episode. It was hilarious. And I watched it with Ty. He seemed to enjoy it. There were a couple of questionable scenes. Nah, it wasn't too bad. Maybe one questionable scene. They like to, drink virgins. So there's some but I don't think there was anything.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say your son knows what a virgin is.
No, I'm just trying to recall all the sexual aspects. I remember there was. It was funny. I'm laughing just thinking about it. I don't want to ruin any of the jokes, but you should. Okay. I heard it's really good. And if anyone's out there has seen the whole thing, let me know if it's appropriate for a 12-year-old soon to be.
I'm sure it's fine. It's on TBS.
Is it?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm watching TBS. I'm watching it on Hulu.
That was a movie as well?
It was a movie
first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny.
It's a Taika Waititi joint.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I watched the first episode. What's that?
That's the movie that got him the Thor movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's so funny that I watched the first episode with Ty, and I want to now go back and watch it with Mrs. Chibi and get her to watch it, too.
Have you guys been watching the director's commentary of The Mandalorian? They made another TV series about making The Mandalorian.
Oh, no.
On Disney Plus. No. It's good.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it is. It's very good. It's just wow, they really, they made an 8-part documentary about making an 8-part show.
Oh.
Do you see Pedro Pascal's face at all during the documentary? Because that would ruin it for me.
Oh, that would ruin it. It's not for you then.
Yeah. I think Ty was upset. Don't you get to see his face in the show at some point?
No.
No? Ty? Oh.
Nope.
Maybe a little side face? I don't.
Maybe. I know he takes there's points where he takes the helmet off, but I think you just see him from behind.
Oh. Kind of Master Chiefs it.
Yeah.
I feel like I thought Ty was disappointed when he took off the helmet. That was something that happened, but apparently it didn't. Maybe it was some other movie?
Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe I'm misremembering. Again, I'm trapped in hell, like all of us.
I
may misremember things.
Yeah. He was disappointed with the guy, and I was like, oh, I don't know. He looked fine to me or something. I don't know. It could be something else. What else we got here? Oh, there's a new, this is, I don't know. Ty was very excited when I told him, I don't know if our fans will be, but, there's a new Percy Jackson series coming to Disney Plus.
I'm excited for that. I still like the first movie. Second movie's really bad. Oh, don't.
I haven't seen either.
I knew there was a second movie.
There's a second movie, and the second movie is called Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters. And you ready? Spoiler alert. There is no Sea of Monsters in the movie Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters.
Mm.
So it's like a Godzilla film.
Kind of, but at least Godzilla shows up at some point. But this is like, oh, we're in the sea, and the sea is scary, but all the monsters are on this island. But that's not a Sea of Monsters. That's Island of Monsters. Mm. It's very disappointing. It's a bad movie. The first one's not bad. The first one actually is kind of entertaining. I recommend the first movie.
I would agree with that.
I think Ty would really like the first movie.
I'm not sure if he saw it. He's read all the books. He's read every book that author's written. I'm pretty sure. Rick Riordan.
The first one could be a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah. The first movie is very much a Harry Potter ripoff. But it's fine.
No, good.
That's fine. All right. I'm okay with that. It works.
Good.
Second movie is just like, ugh. Bleh.
Like RoboCop 3?
Yeah, it's got a kind of a RoboCop.
Or the RoboCop remake?
Sure.
Let's move on. This is from at I Am Not a Twit. He wants to know if there are any TV shows that you watch that have been affected by the pandemic.
Yes.
Which ones? All of them? All of them?
Basically. Well, I mean, as far as shows that, The Flash had their season finale this week, but it wasn't supposed to be the finale, but they couldn't film the actual finale because of the pandemic.
Right.
So everything, so it just ended with a to be continued.
Everybody went back to their home planet.
And it was really, it was kind of like, well, they didn't wrap up anything.
Right.
So that was kind of annoying. I was not a fan of that. Also, but I have been liking the Conan O'Brien, Conan at Home show that he's been doing. Of all the talk show hosts that are doing theirs from home, I kind of like his the most for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favorite TV show has been affected by the pandemic.
You have a favorite TV show?
Table Tennis.
Yeah, SportsCenter's not so good right now.
Yeah. Ugh, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is so weird.
Are they just bringing them to guys home or what? They're just dropping them off on his front porch.
It's Guy and his older son. Oh, it's always the older son. By the way, I've never seen a father and a son who get along better than Guy Fieri and Hunter Fieri. And I'm almost jealous that I don't have that type of relationship.
How old is the kid?
He goes to college.
Oh, that's so why.
Yeah, he's you know, the younger son shows up every now and again, but the older son is always there. It's very weird, but it's fine. It's cute. It's cute and weird at the same time. So the restaurants will ship Guy all the ingredients HelloFresh style in a box.
Okay.
With the recipe. So he makes the restaurant's signature dish himself.
That sounds like a pretty good show, actually.
It's not. No, I'm not saying it's bad.
No,
then the restaurant, they should let you order the boxes, and then the restaurants can make some money.
Well, that's part of why he's doing it. I don't know if you saw the thing, but he's raised like a quadrillion dollars to help people during the coronavirus, to help feed people. But also what he's doing is he's highlighting these restaurants that still have to-go menus and takeout menus in town to help keep these local businesses open. So yeah, he's like he's a saint, this Guy Fieri.
Speaking of highlights, how's his hair hanging on during this?
It's just as yellow as always.
Okay.
So I think it might be permanent. but yeah, no, it is. It's definitely different. It's definitely interesting. But it's, you know, it's only, you can only watch so many repeats of Guy's grocery games and Beat Bobby Flay. Although Beat Bobby Flay is always fun to watch.
God, you watch a lot of TV.
I watch a lot of Food Network.
You watch a lot of TV.
I don't know. I don't watch any, like, literally, I was answering truthfully when I said Table Tennis. There's no other show I watch has been affected by this.
I watch The Flash, which is now over. I watch Legends of Tomorrow.
We know you watch everything. We know. We're familiar. You watch every TV show.
I don't watch every TV show. I watch the Food Network and two shows on the CW.
And then you watch everything on TBS.
No, I only watch Conan. That's the only show I watch on TBS.
But you said you watch all the late night shows.
No, I said I've seen all the late night shows, but I don't watch them all. The only one I like to watch.
It means he looked at them. He knows they exist. He saw that they exist. And then he moved on to something else that he liked better.
See? Chibi gets it.
I get you, Wanda. Don't worry.
Yeah. No, I don't sit and watch them. They're on too late, to be honest. I usually fall asleep before 11:30.
Okay.
But I usually will stay up till the 11:30 slot and watch the Conan show. So, yes, I watch two shows on the CW and some Food Network stuff and one half-hour late-night show.
Nobody believes
it. Which somehow translates to all
the television. But then you watched all of Parks and Rec again.
No, I didn't.
What did you watch again? Have a good trip
on Adventures in Psychedelics.
Yeah. We've been watching Community, but we didn't.
Community. Sorry, I got Community.
Community, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't finished it, though.
I feel like the spreadsheet would argue with you.
All right, let's move on. Well, it's one question from Shadow Fan, since I wrote it, I put it on here. He asks, do you think Upload could be a more successful show if it appealed to families? I'm surprised that the R-rated content in the show, and feel a PG or even PG-13 rating could help the show capture a bigger audience without losing the show's overall focus. Have you started watching Upload yet?
I finished Upload. Oh, we talked about it last week.
Right. Of course you did. Mm-hmm. of course. Well, we have not finished Upload.
Where am I going?
What does that mean? Nowhere. I know you're not going. I'm not making. Yeah. No, you're fine, Wombat. This is This is not an episode that's going to be in the Kazoo catalog.
I'm seriously, I'm stuck in my house. How dare you watch six episodes of a half-hour show? Listen, let's answer his question.
Don't you think it needs like that extra bite of R-rated content?
Yeah, I think it works. I think if it was more family oriented, it would be too much of The Good Place, which already exists.
It's supposed to be kind of dark, I think.
Yeah,
and you know, you're dead. The main character is dead. He's got to be able to say fuck. Like, if he can't say fuck, it's not really true to the
situation. I did see that the girl from that show, the customer service rep.
Yes.
She's on Cameo for $30.
Wow.
So I'm going to say you should get in while the price is low.
Oh, Mrs. GP would love that because she likes the show a lot. That's a great deal. I've been spending a lot of money on Twitch lately. It's like donating to people and getting them to say our names on the stream. It's fun. That's how I'm entertaining my family now.
That's weird, but okay.
They like it. The family like the sushi dragon. Like Mrs. GP. Oh,
you watch too much TV. Meanwhile, you're spending hours on Twitch.
No. Well, I have been spending a lot of time.
Well, but
not hours, though. Only when the sushi dragon streams.
Exactly.
We'll watch a couple hours.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. All right.
Exactly. So is Guy Fieri.
Yes. Let's move on. Let's talk about feels. Do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? You're not alone. Many people do. What is feels? Feels is a premium CBD. I mess that up every week, Wombat. I need more feels, obviously.
You need more feels at stressful times.
I know. I'm stressful just trying to do this ad. It's stressful.
Feels is premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Feels says it naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Feels is easy to take. Just place a few drops of feels under your tongue. It's so easy.
Hold on. I'm taking my feels. Remember how I always say it's the last of the feels?
Chibi's going to take some right now.
It's really the last of the feels this time.
If you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text message support to help guide your personal experience.
Hello, CBD hotline.
Feels works naturally to help you feel better. There is no high, no hangover, no addiction. Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order, and you could pause or cancel anytime. Become a member today by going to feels.com/cadcast and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/cadcast to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping.
Ooh, he card read good.
Speaking of free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5. It's free.
Yes, that's some shopping news that we have for you.
Yeah,
Epic Game Store. It's free on there. Did they get that up and running? Is it working now?
I think it's probably.
Did you guys grab it? You have the PCs.
I bought that game on. I have it on Steam.
I can try and grab it right now. I'm never going to play it, but I'll try and grab it.
You should grab it. Why not?
I'll type it in and get it right now.
That's more of a Shipwreck move than a GP move. Grab something that he's never going to play.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, but Chibi, don't you want to have it in two launchers just in case?
No.
What if Steam goes out of business?
Who gives a shit?
Oh, we're preparing the Epic Games launcher.
Good luck.
Friend requests.
Crashing. Oh, that was a lot of CBD.
You may want to do this after the show.
Nope, that was a lot now.
That was a lot of CBD I just took, by the way. I just want to let you know.
Oh,
nice.
How does the store work?
I know. I mean, there's so many people tried to get it. It did crash.
Yeah, it did crash their site.
Fine now.
I think
some housekeeping. I have to announce the prize winner from last week's show, the Lenovo prize pack, which includes a Lenovo Legion M300 mouse, a cap, a t-shirt, a hoodie, and a water bottle. That's a Lenovo Legion prize pack.
I can't believe I won. Wow. Thank you so much.
I want to win a Lenovo Legion computer. How can I win one of those?
I would just be happy with the hoodie.
Well, the winner is, you're not getting a hoodie.
Damn.
You can get a hoodie. You can actually get a hoodie. I know how to get you a hoodie. But that's not this for this part of the show. The audience doesn't need to hear about that.
Okay.
The winner is Beto Buster or Beto Buster. You win.
Beto.
Beto. Beto.
Beto Buster.
Beto.
Beto?
Who are you going to call?
Beetlejuice. Is he against that? Beto?
I get, maybe.
The politician? It doesn't matter because you've won a lot of Lenovo Legion products. Congratulations. Just send me a message on CAG and we'll get that over to you. And now let's talk about the new releases.
Yeah, great news. I now own Grand Theft Auto 5 and I have closed out of the Epic Game Store.
Congratulations. Awesome.
Yep.
Congratulations.
The new releases. Let me see here. We have Golf With Your Friends.
That's not the best title. I found the best title of this week's new releases.
No, Golf With Your Friends, I think, is actually, that looks like a fun game.
Is it good? I just
brought that one up.
Is that on everything or just PlayStation? Let's see. That's on everything. I don't know about
this.
I'm going to click on it and look and learn. Golf With Your Friends. It's on Steam. Oh, it's miniature golf.
Yep.
But crazier.
Sounds reasonable.
Fun. It's got a 9 out of 10 on Steam. That's with 17,000 votes. So
can't go wrong with that.
Seems pretty good.
How's piano for the Switch?
I imagine that it's a piano, but on the Switch?
Piano is the name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the full name.
Mm-hmm. Just piano.
Right.
Yep. I see that Pong Quest came out on the PlayStation 4.
Yes.
They sent me a code for it to play on the Switch.
Yeah. Did you play it? Did you play talked it? About it last week.
I did.
We talked about this for like 4 episodes straight. Pong Quest.
They're getting their money's worth, these guys.
They are. Exactly. They're getting their $15 worth. I played it. I know Cheapy said he played it also.
I played
it as well. He didn't discuss how simple the graphics look. When you're playing Pong, it looks like Pong. But when you're not playing Pong, it's just...
It
still looks like Pong. It's very strange. And it has dungeons that you go into... Mm-hmm. That are laid out similar to the first Zelda game in many mm-hmm. ways.
Yes.
Which you did not say. I'm just kind of describing it for people.
That's fine.
But they're randomly generated, which I noticed.
Oh, really? That means you played them more than once?
I played it more than once.
Okay.
And I died once and then came back to that dungeon and it was all different.
Huh. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So that I thought that was very interesting. And also, I still can't believe they called this game Pong Quest and not Pong Adventure. It's an Atari game.
Maybe they thought that was too confusing for the customers.
But it essentially is Pong meets Adventure.
Maybe they have Adventure Pong coming out later and they don't want to mess
things up. I don't know, because I would have called it... I mean, am I wrong?
Maybe they have Adventure Quest.
Back me up here.
Maybe Adventure Quest is coming.
Maybe Adventure Quest. Maybe like they're going to do that. Like they'll just come up with a whole line of quest games. I still think Pong Adventure would really hits the nostalgia factor a little more.
All I know
I'm
is
guess that they didn't want to put two of their titles in the same game.
Yes.
That happened there.
Also, when you play on the Switch, you could dress up like Mario or Luigi.
You can also do that on PC.
Nice.
Yep. So
just an update. Piano for the Switch looks like trash.
What a shock.
Yeah. In case you were wondering. Ooh, how's Roulette though? Wait a minute. Roulette for the Switch sounds really good. Hold on. Ooh. Roulette. That's good SEO. Here it is. $10. I think it might be by the same people who brought you Piano.
From the makers of Piano?
It is. It is from the makers of Piano.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
How about Zeng? That's only $1.39.
That's not from the makers of Piano and Roulette, because it would be $10 otherwise and have a name that is just a noun.
I know. This one seems like it should have good SEO, but my computer's being a little assy right now, so I can't look it up.
What else? Anything else that we need to talk about?
What's
Iron Fury? Is that something?
Ion Fury?
Ion Fury. What did I say? Iron Fury?
Iron. Yeah.
I feel like
I saw this. This looks cool. It's like a Quake.
Yeah. This did look good. It's a old style looking 3D
first person shooter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I played so many of those. That was my shit. Oh, look at that. I want to. I might need to check that out. Did they send me that?
The thing that worries me about that, like just looking at these screenshots, it just gives me a headache from like screen tearing and frame rate.
Oh.
But maybe it's not like that when you play it. But I feel like going back to any of those games is pretty rough now.
Is this only on Nintendo Switch?
Oh, wait. This is by 3D Realms as well?
Yeah, published by 3D Realms. And it's on everything. Oh, I got an email about it. Do they want to send it to me? Maybe.
They might.
Maybe.
They asked if it would be a good fit for a news post.
Well, we're posting the news about it right now.
I mean, you know, if they had just been proactive and just sent the code.
They don't like to do that. And we'd be talking about
the game right now.
I understand why they don't do that as well.
Oh, here's a button to request a review key right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to push it and see what happens. Nothing's happening.
See if you get it as quick as I got.
Oh, it's so lame. It's just an email pop-up.
Oh,
I thought something cool was going to happen. Let's see. I'll take one fucking one. I don't know. I'm not going to fucking play it. I feel bad asking if I'm not going to play it.
Why wouldn't you play it?
I got to watch this psychedelic
documentary. He doesn't have enough time with everything that's going on in the world. He's always out. He's always out and about.
You know what happened is that I had to choose a platform and that got too confusing.
That was too much.
Yeah. Oh, it's not out on PC. So I'll take an Xbox One. So I'll just say, I'd love an Xbox One. Code, please. And I'm going to spell please right. David Abrams. All right. Now we play the waiting game.
CEO of Cheap Ass Gamer.
Nope. I just wrote David Abrams. That's it.
Nice.
You're going to have to Google me. There's a few more David Abrams they're going to have to get through before they get to me. But they'll get there.
Good luck.
They'll type in David Abrams nerd. Then they'll find me. Let's see if that works, actually. David Abrams nerd. No. Cool. They get the other David Abrams.
Nice.
Yes. David Abrams. Cool. Let's try that. Nope. Different David Abrams. Anyway. Oh, well. Anything else for new releases?
I'm looking to see what Shmup Collection is.
I saw that on the Switch.
Yeah. But I don't think
it's like old ones. It looked like it was just...
Oh, good news. You're going to be happy with one of the names of these games.
What is it?
Wolf Flame.
Oh, I like Wolf Flame.
Arm 7DX, Satasius Next, and Wolf Flame. That's really hard. They're putting an L before and after the F in that name.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to sell it to anybody in Ohio.
Right. Nobody in Ohio can pronounce this.
Oh, if I do David Abrams video games, then I show up.
I would hope so.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect.
What else? Like, what
David
else?
Abrams nude? What shows up?
Let's find out. Oh my God! No, it's so Jenny Garth was married to David Abrams, but I think they got divorced. So when I did David Abrams nude, that's what came up. All of Jenny Garth and David Abrams.
Nice. So,
yep. Don't know why.
Mm.
Oh, and one tweet for me about the Playboy Channel. the video
Electric Blue?
Yes, exactly. A link to Electric Blue that I made 10 years ago.
I remember that. I remember your tweet. You were obsessed talking about that. Yes.
The song? It's a great song.
I know. You love the song. We know that. It's like CADcast 101.
It is?
Yeah.
I should play it at the end of the show just in case.
You should. Because you've done it before, but yes.
I'll do it again, goddammit.
Because I don't think anyone's suing you for using the Electric Blue theme song.
They're not around. It's good. It's pretty safe. All right, let's move on. Where are we?
It's such an 80s thing to hear that song.
Electric Blue. It's a great song. The lyrics don't make any sense.
Let's go.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all know it.
Yes. Well, I played it as my intro music when I would stream on Twitch.
Ah.
So I forced people to listen to it over and over again on repeat. I should do that again. Why did I stop
you should.
Doing that?
Because it's funny. It's like it's such a specific reference.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Only horny people who were born in the 70s would know.
Who watched Playboy in the 80s.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move over to news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk. All this, you know, all your talk about the Grand Larceny on Rainbow Six got me to update the game and download it, but not to actually play it.
Wow, I think the event may be over, so...
No. There was 5 days left as of yesterday. The problem is these guys, you know, the carpenters are working in this room now, so I can't very well be playing video games in here while they're, you know, fixing my house. What's that?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's not a good look.
I was just racking my brain to figure out which carpenter's reference I wanted to go with. I guess they long to be close to you. Does that work?
No, because they don't.
Yeah.
It was amazing, though. They built this tent around the window, so like all the shit didn't get inside the house.
Well, you know, they've only just begun.
I hope not. They've been here for several days already. Come on, that's all? You don't know any other Carpenter songs?
I'm trying to think. It's tough.
Okay. Anyway... I missed a big piece of news last week. I wrote it on the outline, but I somehow missed talking about it. And that is that RoboCop is coming to Mortal Kombat via their
Moral Corollary. You wrote on the outline.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's
spelling
fine.
Isn't my strong point.
I know. Mortal Kombat
Aftermath is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And RoboCop is in it, and they showed some gameplay with RoboCop. And obviously, I have to get it and master RoboCop, and that's going to be my new job.
That sounds like a good day.
Thank you. Thank you for your cooperation. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get that, and I'm going to stream it on Twitch, and I'll wear like a silver bucket on my head while I do it, and that'll be my thing. And I'll talk like RoboCop. Do you think that that could bring in the subscriptions?
I think so.
Because I'm not bringing in the subscriptions right now. I made 2 cents. During one of the streams yesterday.
I can't believe you made money. I didn't even know that was a thing.
2 cents. I didn't make 2 cents. I got 2 cents worth of bits, but that's not 2 cents to me. I think I only probably get half of that.
Nice.
So that's going really well. So I'm very excited about RoboCop. It looks really good. They got Peter Weller. They modeled his face after Peter Weller, and they used his voice as well. My worry is that they're not going to use any of their iconic lines from the movie, that they're just going to record new lines that are variations of.
I mean, if they got Peter Weller to come back,
yeah,
and they got obviously the license to do it all,
right?
Why wouldn't they have him say, "Dead or alive, you're coming with me"?
If that's the case, why haven't they shown that in the trailer yet? I figure you would lead with that. I'm concerned.
I think you'll be fine. Even if it doesn't have the exact lines, the fact that it has the right voice and the licensed character is good enough.
But I don't know. The voice didn't sound right either.
It's a lot better than Ghost Recon, where the Terminators show up and it looks like someone melted Arnold Schwarzenegger because they couldn't get the rights to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, no, I'm excited. I don't want to.
Well, Breakpoint. I'm sorry, Ghost Recon Breakpoint. I always mix up my Ghost Recons.
But I'm saying, don't be surprised when he doesn't say "your move, creep." He says like, "Now it's your turn, fella."
I don't think he would say, "Now it's your turn, fella." Although I would appreciate that.
I like that better.
Me too.
It's a new RoboCop. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. When is that coming out? Do we know? Soon? Please be soon.
Soon, end of the month.
Yes. Do I now have to buy the whole add-on to get RoboCop, or can I just get RoboCop for like $5 or something?
I think you should just get the whole add-on anyway.
Whoa. Stop the clock.
What?
I don't know. That sounds expensive.
I don't think so.
I haven't played the other game. All right. Well, it's worth it for RoboCop. I'm obviously doing it. What other news do we have here, Wombat?
Let's see. What do we got here? I don't know what this is a link to.
Your mom. No, you're missing everything.
What? You put a link in between.
Jay Aller joins in television.
Oh, sorry. That was all mixed together on the outline.
Didn't you even put that? You even put that on there.
I didn't put that on there.
I put that on there.
Oh, shipwreck. I didn't know you put things on here.
Some people. Jay Aller is joined in television from his bicycle company.
He's pedaling over to Intellivision.
He's pedaling over to Intellivision.
What does that mean exactly? Let me click on this link and learn about this.
Yeah, so he's going to be their global managing director. Is that right? Marketing.
I don't know.
Global marketing, I think. I think this.
Yeah, they got him back for after he was forced out of Microsoft for coming up with that awful press conference that almost sunk the Xbox One. Here he is back.
No, that wasn't Jay Allard.
I know. I'm just.
That was you're thinking of Don Matterick, I believe.
Was that yeah. Did that?
Yes,
yeah, Jay Allard.
He was long gone.
Was
he long gone before that?
Oh yeah. He had enough of that. He had enough of that Microsoft
life. I will say, I think that he's smart to hold out for Intellivision and not go to Stadia.
I want to see what he's going to be.
What?
Oh, global managing director is what his title is.
So. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that they keep like adding people to these companies, though,
that have names that are recognizable to like eight people.
It's recognizable to like the people who know about video games, but
yeah, people who know too much about video games would recognize that name and be like, "Hey, didn't that guy once work for Microsoft?"
Well, not only work for Microsoft, like he was
the face of Microsoft. He was the technological face of Microsoft.
Yeah, but how long ago was it? I mean, you know, I'm just saying, like, there are people that when they hear it that aren't you, are like, I vaguely remember that name at Microsoft.
I remember.
Can you think of anything besides the blazer with the hoodie?
Right, exactly.
When you think that's of Jay
exactly
Allard, like that's iconic.
And biking.
I was disappointed that he had a hat on and not a hoodie and a blazer in that.
That's old. That style's dead.
But that's his signature look.
I think he's got a new look now, and it's a sporty look. It's more athletic, which is fine.
Do you think he is going to launch the Intellivision to another level now? What's the?
I don't know what the fuck is up with this thing. And this next link is for you, Shipwreck. It's related to this. At John Oakes wrote in, and he wants your thoughts specifically, Shipwreck, on this special limited edition. And he's linked to the Amico Intellivision purple.
I see it. It's the
Galaxy Purple edition.
Yes, that's exclusive to GameStop.
Yep, it's 300 bones.
Uh huh. It
That's a lot of bones.
In the same time frame as probably Xbox Series X.
What's the bonus? Wait, there's a bonus offer. It could be really good. Up $25 gift card. Game card, rather.
Oh, yeah. Well, you get that.
You get that.
Buy. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember. What did I pay for mine? I got the Woody edition.
I like the Woody edition. That's what I would get if I was going to get.
Yeah, what does this Galaxy Purple? Is this something that was in television? What is this?
It's just purple. They wanted to make a purple one. I don't think there was ever a purple in television.
Yeah, I don't have any fondness for this purple.
You don't
Amico.
Like purple?
I think
not for you. Like, you already have an Amico. How many Amicos?
I mean, it's
do you
like
need?
It's. I'm right. surprised it's not like Twitch branded.
Twitch past.
Yeah, when I think of Twitch, when I think of video games in purple, I think of Twitch.
I don't think you can even watch Twitch on this, can you?
I don't know. Does it have Twitch integration?
Can you watch it on the little gamepad thingy, the gamepad screen?
I mean, just to stream. Can you stream your games from that console?
All right, let's move on. Shout out to Amico. Hope it works out for you, Ship.
I'm sure. I'm looking forward to playing it.
Looking Why forward not? To
speaking of things that Shipwreck's looking forward to playing.
Yes. Snafu.
Now, we all know how much Shipwreck hates the Tony Hawk games,
mm-hmm.
but they're remastering them anyway, and they're coming this September. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2?
Yes.
The
good games.
Yes. Now, here's my question for you, Shipwreck. What are the chances that Spider-Man is available on all consoles?
Zero.
What do you think the chances are that Spider-Man is available on the PS4 version of the game?
Pretty high.
Do they have another Marvel character available on the Xbox to make up for the lack of Spider-Man?
I have to remember, who did they put into
it? If they followed up,
did they put somebody into 2X?
No, but Wolverine was in 3, and then I believe Iron Man was in one of them also. I think was it Underground Thug had Iron Man in it.
Who?
Is there going to be
Iron Man?
Is this going to be 60 frames per second?
It's going to be $40. I've already pre-ordered it.
Oh, it says it's 4K going to be resolution and 60 frames per second.
So this one's using the original source code, right?
I believe so.
So they're not like the last time they tried to do this and they half-assed it and recreated it. They decided to make a whole bunch of changes to it, which is not what you want to do with these games.
Right.
This is like when I saw this announced, I was like, oh, this was the first one. I'm like, crap, we don't have E3, because this would be like the perfect thing for E3 to like one of our meetings to go get hands on with this game.
Yep.
Because it's instantly like, it's all about the controls with this thing. So this is the first instance of a game like where I'm like, you know what? E3 still has some value on these things, like where they're not ready to like release a public demo, but they're ready to have like press with hands on time.
In your face, Jeff Keighley.
Right.
Still needed E3.
But
you can't download controls.
Right. You can't. And that's all. It's all about like, you can watch the videos and it doesn't tell you like, okay, does this feel right? Which I don't know. Are we going to talk about the Gamer of Summerfest or whatever this thing is?
Jeff Keighley's Summer Game Fest.
Yes.
Brought to you by Jeff Keighley.
Brought to you by Jeff Keighley. Nonstop. Isn't everything nonstop. Awesome? Everything nonstop. Is awesome. Every day.
Summer starts in May now.
We're 2 weeks into this thing. Every day is more awesome than the next. I Keighley's great. I cannot keep up the enthusiasm for this long.
I'm actually having a Jeff Keighley-less summer. That's what I'm having over here. I like Jeff Keighley too, but I'm just going to watch the videos when I can get them on YouTube. And like, you know, like today there was the PlayStation one. Mm-hmm. I just waited a few hours and just watched them.
Yeah, PlayStation tweeted it out. And I went, all right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm just going to scrub through this and then, you know, eat dinner.
We'll talk
about
that.
Do it all without Jeff Keighley. I know that Jeff Keighley.
Or are we going to talk about it in the Sony section?
We can talk about it later.
Oh, yeah.
We're not quite there yet. But yeah, anyway, look, Jeff Keighley's got to eat. It's a tough, you know, it's tough out there for everybody. So, you know, good for him.
Yeah, like, leave the guy alone.
Shipwreck.
It's fine.
Seriously, Shipwreck, what is your problem?
My problem
is. He's a human being.
It's silly. That's my problem. I don't really have a problem. It's just extremely silly.
Why? These companies like to have somebody to host the things and produce them, and he knows how to do it. So why not him?
Yeah. What's your problem? Why do you hate Jeff Keighley?
Companies obviously see value in it, and, you know.
He gets things trending on the Twitters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem with it. It's just silly.
You have a problem with it.
Sounds like you have a problem with him specifically.
Oh, yeah, specifically exactly. With him.
Hate that guy. He seems like an incredibly nice guy.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
He's never tripped us when we walked past him at E3.
No, never spat in our direction.
Mm-mm.
No.
He did walk a little faster when we were the only two walking behind him on a dark street one time.
Well, I kept like moaning and stuff.
Uh-huh. He's a fast walker though. He's got places to be.
Yeah. But you know, I'm from New York. I'm a fast walker too. People in California are not fast walkers. They don't even know how to walk, to be honest. Only when they think they're being chased by a skinhead, mm-hmm. and a red and a ginger. Then they walk fast. All right. Where are we here? This is interesting. I don't know if you've read this news item, but this question comes from @Shane, aka Shibby. He's probably our most famous listener, by the way.
Really? Why? Who is he?
He's like a YouTube guy. Click on his name. You can find out who he is. I got to read the question. You figure out who
he
is.
Okay.
I need to hear your guys' thoughts on the Culling Origins news. The business model they announced like two days ago is a real mess. Have you read about this, Wombat?
I read it, and it is ridiculous, and I tried to open it up so I could read it verbatim, but the Forbes link that you put on the outline has so much going on that it's still trying to load up.
I know. When I put it on there, I was thinking, should I really be linking to Forbes? Because it looks like it's ads for sneakers. Is it ad for billions?
It's so much autoplay video. It's ridiculous.
Like, yeah, shit. I can explain it. It's pretty interesting. Everybody
it's
thinks
pretty it's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. Everybody is panning the idea, but the idea is that the Culling is a 16 player battle royale. It, you know, it had like a small fan base, and then, you know, it just all their fans basically died off when Fortnite and PUBG got big, and they eventually had to pull the game from the stores because it was a financial drain just even like selling the game and supporting it. And they've now decided to re-release it as the Culling Origins. And it's going to be a $6 game. And that $6 gets you the ability to play the game once a day. One round of Battle Royale. And if you want to play more, you have to pay like an arcade.
You have to pay. You have to buy tokens.
Yeah, money. So yeah. I don't know how much that's going to cost. They have not specified the dollar amounts. But there's no way to buy at full access to the game so you can just play it an unlimited amount of times. At least
I think
not that
the first day you get an unlimited amount, and they are selling passes that are for like 7 day passes or 30.
Oh, really?
Passes. Yes. I saw that in one of the other posts. I don't know how much it all costs,
right.
But I feel like I saw more information than you're giving. And again, I can't open your stupid link. So,
hey, I have no connection to Forbes. I just came up and.
But no, I mean. I feel like it's dumb.
It sounds dumb, right?
It sounds
ridiculous.
Really, I think what makes it dumb isn't even so much the buying the tokens, or it's that you're gonna. If I pay for a game, I want to be able to play the game.
Right? Why would you even pay $6?
Why would
like
I
that?
Pay
just
the make
$6?
It free
just
or make
not.
It free. Yeah, exactly. Make it free and make me want to play more than once a day.
But don't you think? It's so obvious for us to just say, oh, that's a stupid idea. Like, that's the obvious thing that anybody.
It's a new idea. It's not like totally terrible.
Oh, like what if it works? Is right. The question? Yeah.
Well, what I was gonna say is like nobody knows their players more than they do, or their game more than they do, and you would think that there's some data that they've been crunching.
I don't
that
know.
Says hey.
I mean, to put simply, the game better be good. Like,
but
your game has
they
to
have
be
like
really good.
What if there's a certain number of people, even if it's not that many, but there's a certain number of people, let's say like 5,000 people, which is
that is a certain number.
That
yes.
is a certain number of people. But let's say that they're addicted to the game or something. They just need to play the game and they're going to pay, I don't know, they can't. But it's still just not that many people. I don't know. They must. They can't. They couldn't have just come up with this idea willy nilly. They must have. There must be some data behind it.
I think you're giving them too much credit. To be perfectly honest,
it just seems so obvious that it's a bad idea that they and you know we don't know what they know.
It seems like such a bad idea that you feel like they must know something.
Yeah,
you don't,
exactly.
And that
exactly.
makes perfect sense. What you're saying,
exactly.
I don't disagree with your thought process, but there's also part of me that says, I think it's the simplest solution of they have no idea what they're doing and they want to recoup their losses.
But think about it. They had this game, okay? It had like, you uh-huh. know, they got people to play it and it was, you know, it had some popularity at some point. So the game's already built and, you know, basically ready to go. It's a sunk cost. They've already developed this game years ago. They just had to like... paint, you know, put a coat of paint on it, basically.
Again, it goes with the, then why not make it a free download?
Because they must know that there's going to be X number of people who are going to pay
$6
and,
for it.
And then...
X number they're going to pay whatever after that as well.
They must just know. And maybe it doesn't need to be that many because the game, like I said, the game's already made and maybe it doesn't require that much upkeep. And it's also... maybe an experiment too for them and for some other project that they have coming in the future. It just seems like it seems more unbelievable that they just came up with this model for like, fuck it, let's just see if this works. That seems more unbelievable than like there's some reasoning behind it. But we'll see. I don't know.
We will see. We'll all find out together.
Because didn't someone say like you only need like – I don't not related to video games at all, but if you have like 1,000 fans who are really diehard, that you could like be supported off them. I think that was the number. Anyway, that's all I'm saying. What else we have here? Have we talked about all this other shit?
I've been playing some Lonely Mountains Downhill on Game Pass.
That's the bike game, right?
That's the bike game. Have you guys played that at all?
Yes, it's fantastic.
It's really good. Have you played that Wombat?
I downloaded it. I don't know if I always confuse that with Descenders.
Totally which is different.
I know it's totally different, but it's also an excellent game. This is a side view, isn't it?
No, it's a kind of Marble Madness view, kind of. But it kind of flips around. The camera changes as you're going down the mountain. It's very chill, and like it's the kind of game that like once you get into the kind of controls and you can really get into a groove that like feels good while you're playing it. Like you're just carving your way down a mountain through different paths, and there's shortcuts and stuff. It's very simple to control, but it's pretty addictive.
Yeah. I wish they had a mode where it was a little easier so I could, like you say, like just zen out and relax, because it really requires all your focus if you want to.
Yeah, it's a progress. Weird. It's the kind of focus that, like, I don't know. It's almost relaxing at the same time, but you do have to focus. Like you're not. It's not just like, oh, I'm just gonna like hammer down the full speed ahead and make my way down this mountain.
Yep, it's cool. Lonely Mountains Downhill. It's on Game Pass. You should definitely check that out.
Yep,
sounds good.
And I talked about it last week, but I did finish Potato Fairy Flower.
Oh, we had potatoes for dinner tonight.
Good.
Yeah. I had gnocchi, which is made with potatoes.
I had that as well.
Oh, you did with the spinach?
Yes.
It was good.
HelloFresh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Potato Fairy Flower, pretty good platformer.
Fantastic, then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to...
Yeah.
To Sony. Sony had some news this week.
They had
this Unreal Engine 5 tech demo.
What was the point of that for like the end user?
I didn't watch it because I figured there was none.
I watched it. I don't.
I mean, I get it from an investment standpoint. If you're, you know, I guess Epic, like, you know, buy our engine, invest in our stock. Look what we're planning for the future. It makes sense in that scenario.
Right.
But as someone who likes to play video games, why would I want to watch 10 minutes of not a video game?
Well, they were trying to demonstrate what the PlayStation 5 is capable of, but it really means nothing because they're just putting together a tech demo. So that's what it's capable of as a tech demo.
Yeah. And okay. So.
Yeah. So it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It's
people
just,
like this stuff.
I like seeing anything, but still.
All right.
It wasn't Guy Fieri making a cheesesteak with ingredients sent to him from Philadelphia.
I agree. I did watch. I watched like the very beginning where you have the woman in the cave, and
yeah, that's pretty much what it was. She kept
nice looking
forward.
Cave.
Yeah.
At first, I came to it late because I had actual work to do. So I turned and I went and I'm like, well, let's see what this thing is all about. And at first, I'm like, oh, they announced the new Tomb Raider game.
Right. Same. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was Horizon Zero Dawn.
It's weird too, because people are like, yeah, they showed like gameplay. Like you see people from both sides of the Xbox or the PlayStation fence complaining about like Microsoft didn't show gameplay, and now there's this that's like, oh yeah, that's like looked. It's like, no, these are both things are whatever you want them to be. They're just make believe at this point.
Well, good. Sony did show some gameplay today.
They did.
That's a segue.
But that's...
Yes.
That's...
Yes, they showed gameplay for Ghosts of Takapusha.
Tsushima.
Yes, that's what I said.
It's. I watched some of that.
I did too. I did too. I watched it.
I watched Assassin's Creed Samurai.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. That's fine, though. We've been waiting for that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I like it. It looked like it had dress up and stabbing.
Yep. I didn't like that, like, it was an 18-minute long video and 9 minutes of it were riding on a horse.
It's supposed to have fast travel. I saw
that. Well, yeah, they say that it has fast travel, like, after you visit a thing. Like, I get bored by riding on horses in games.
Oh, no, riding on horses in games is terrible.
No, that's you ride your horse, and that's when you drink your beer or you smoke your blunt while you're riding your horse. That's what happens.
It's just
that's why they put that in there.
Most of that stuff, like just about every game that's had a horse in it, it just means the world is big and empty, right? Like they could have just
it depends.
They could have just put everything closer
I was
together.
Say, because there's the horse in Assassin's Creed Odyssey. that I find you only ride the horse for a very short period of time before you realize I shouldn't be riding a horse here.
And then but there's the horse from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, where it's like, ugh, why am I on this horse? But, I'll throw this back at you, Mr. Shipwreck.
Sure.
You could say the same thing about Borderlands 3, where there's a lot of why am I driving my car?
No, that's fine. I find the horse mechanic more boring than a car.
That's fine, but it's the same. But it's the same concept.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of empty nothing. It is, and it's a personal preference thing. Like
I would rather the map be smaller and not have to drive a car anywhere.
I appreciate the beautiful landscapes.
Do you?
Your mom appreciates.
Yeah, I do.
Did you like the wind?
I really do. Actually,
like the wind.
I really do. I liked it. I like it. I appreciated it in this Ghost of Tsushima. And I appreciated it in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay. It's definitely a thing. Like, people like that. It's just...
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think most of the time it could probably be cut in half.
And I think that, you know, horseback is a good way to experience those scenes of natural beauty.
It just seems so boring to me. Like, I just wanted them to get to somewhere in that demo.
Jeepy's pitching Old Town Road the game.
Right.
What if you make spreadsheets of all your travels?
That sounds better. Give me a spreadsheet to ride. I just don't want to be on a horse.
All right, let's move on to Nintendo.
That game
a lot
good,
to
though.
Get to.
That game did look good look as far good. As the combat.
Yeah, but about is that this year? That's this year. Right?
Yeah, that's soon.
Summer.
That's
soon.
Summer.
Soon.
Yeah.
Speaking of games coming out this summer,
I'm looking it up exactly the date.
Yeah, okay. Nintendo.
July 17th.
Out of the blue, outside of Summer Game Fest. Announced that Paper Mario, the Origami King, is coming out in July.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A lot of games coming out in the next few months.
They got to do something.
Right.
I know you guys don't play the Paper Mario games. At least
I've played two Paper Mario games.
Oh, really? Which ones did you play?
I played a GameCube one.
Okay. Thousand Year Door?
Huh? Yes.
Thousand Year Door.
I'm like, I'm just remembering consoles. And wasn't there a handheld one recently? Or am I making that up?
There was Sticker Star. Did you play that one?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm dying. Yes, I played Sticker Star.
Okay.
So I played those two.
Good. Sticker Star is not great. The last couple of these have not been superb.
I like the GameCube one, though. I remember enjoying
it. That one's fantastic.
So
I really enjoyed the first Paper
But now
Mario
who feels
well.
Stupid?
Do I feel stupid? No, I don't. I don't feel stupid at all. I asked a question and you gave me an answer. It seemed to work out in my favor.
I don't know.
the intended response was received. This one, it looks entertaining. I hope it's good. I think the origami thing for Paper Mario is a natural fit. I just hope they go back more to a Thousand Year Door era rather than the recent entries.
All right. Anything? What else we got here? There's a lot of stuff in Nintendo.
I've been playing some Asterix and Obelix XXL3. I know you guys played a lot. I correct me if I'm wrong, Wombat. But you've played 1 and 2 of this, right?
Oh yeah, I like Paper Mario. I also love my French Viking games.
The Gauls.
Whatever.
It's cute. It's a co-op overhead brawler type, like Diablo type thing, kind of. Diablo Light. I enjoy it. That's all I'm going to say about that because I know you guys do not care.
No, not even a
right.
little.
Nope.
Right. I like to hear that. this is a good segue I have here. At Great Mighty Daddy writes in and says, "How do you guys and lots of other content creators make your awesome social media avatars? Is it an Apple thing or something else?" No, it's a WhipSmart Banky thing. He's a longtime friend of the show and he made our avatars.
And they're the best avatars.
I'll be right back. I got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he makes...
Is it something I said?
I think so. Yes. He makes the...
WhipSmart Banky? You don't like WhipSmart Banky? And speaking of WhipSmart Banky, he has written in a review for us of the new Jane Silent Bob game called Mall Brawl. And it's out for the Nintendo Switch for $15, and it's also out on PC. He says that it's an 8-bit side-scrolling brawler along the lines of River City and Double Dragon games. And it's, you know, occurs during the Kevin Smith's Mallrats movie. By the way, Wombat.
Yes.
I tried to watch that the Kevin Smith
did
movie.
Did you not make it? Did you not make it past the opening credits?
Yeah, exactly. For 4 minutes and 11 seconds.
That's pretty sad.
It's just, I don't know. I like Clerks.
Yeah.
I like Clerks a lot.
It's a good movie.
And I don't know. I don't know that I'm in like the whole, I need a whole like.
You should try to watch the new David Spade movie.
Oh, that was, is it horrible?
It's supposed to be like really bad.
Okay.
That's on Netflix. Heard... That's a direct to Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. I'll check that out. See how far I can get on it.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Anyway, so this is Jay and Silent Bob Mall Brawl. It's Banky says it's got like that CGA look, you know, from the old computer graphics look. He says it's very difficult with that old school dodgy collision detection, and he says, but it is an authentic 8-bit experience. So if you're looking for that that authentic 8-bit experience in Silent Bob and Jay, isn't Silent Jay the Insane Clown Posse guy?
It could be.
Insane Jay.
I'm not sure. Do not know much about the Insane Clown Posse other than that they, you know, they have a festival.
It's Violent Jay, and I don't think they have a silent somebody.
Silent L.
Anyway, thank you, Whipsmart Banky, for that Jay and Silent Bob Mall Brawl mini review. It's out now, $15 on the Switch and PC Steam. Let's move on to our new segment called Where is Shipwreck?
I'm here.
You're look back.
That. Magic.
Thank you. You shouldn't have said anything, and then, you know, there could have been
fireworks. Next time, just pee in a cup like I do.
Right. That's what I had to take a whiz.
That's funny.
It's a long show.
I guess.
Too many beers.
It happens.
Yes.
It's all right. I made Mrs. Chibi salami sandwiches for lunch today.
Nice.
And, you know, Mrs. Chibi's very busy. She had to have it at her work desk with her during her conference call. So I just bring her the sandwich. And then I'm sitting down to eat my sandwich, and I look over, and she's gotten up to pour herself a glass of red wine to have with her delicious Italian sandwich. And I was like, yeah, that's a good move. I mean, this is fine dining.
Exactly.
Let's move on to the – oh, it's so late. Let's move on to the CAG bag.
Okay.
Because it's
late.
It's time. Okay. It's late. At Gaming Dad, right? At Gaming Dad 1643 writes in and asks, is it still viable to purchase an Xbox One X before the launch of the Series X?
Well, if you are still new to this generation and waited this long, then maybe. But if you have an Xbox One or an Xbox One S, then probably not.
A lot of the games are going to be free upgrades.
Yeah, I know. But if he already has an Xbox One.
Yeah, I would just wait.
But
if you don't, might as well have some fun now.
Yeah, because what else are you going to do?
Exactly. At Goldbug74 writes in and asks, do you think the drop in quality of the PS Plus games, along with the increased strength of Xbox game services like Game Pass, will be the main reason for a possible momentum shift with the next round of consoles? PS Now seems behind the times compared to Game Pass. I think that's part of the story. I think that the price is going to be a bigger part of the story.
Yep.
If the prices are the same, then the advantage is probably to PlayStation, I think, because they have the momentum, and it's really on Xbox to get the message out there about the value that they're bringing with the backwards compatibility or the forwards compatibility. And that's hard to get, you know, we know about it because we're big nerds, but I don't know how much the general public knows about everything. You know, Xbox they're making a lot of good moves with, you know, customer friendly moves. Game Pass and forwards compatibility, backwards compatibility. But I don't know that the general public knows that. So, yeah. But price is big. Price is the most important. and whatever Wombat thinks as an influencer. Wombat, you still there?
I'm still here, sorry, yes.
You have to say Wombat every 60 seconds.
No, my pop-up showed up on my computer because there were updates behind that, and it was like, we're about to restart. I'm like, no, you're not.
Wombat, just clap your hands constantly so we know that you're there.
I'm here, focused. I'm listening, and you're talking about stuff.
Right, good. You got it. Mm-hmm. You really were listening. Okay. At Retro Amigo wants us, he says, any follow-up to the debate about table tennis calories versus professional tennis calories?
So here's the follow-up. I live walking distance to the Dunkin' Donuts. It's just under, just over half a mile from my house to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Yes.
And I will say that the walk to the, because 1.1 mile round trip walk.
Okay.
I don't burn any calories because I go to Dunkin' Donuts. And that is the end of the debate.
I just wanted to say one thing is that I now, not just Shipwreck, but Mrs. Shipwreck is also synced into my Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. So when I finish my table tennis exercises, she gets a notification and she writes back. And today she wrote back, you burn more calories playing table tennis just then than I did in my entire day. And then I asked her, please tell your husband.
Well, but she's not that information. She's also not a professional table tennis player.
Well, neither am I. Anyway, next topic. I've proved my point. Okay. Thank you. Another one from at Retro Amigo. He says he downloaded Moving Out on my after Cheapy recommended it last show. And man, that was a complete bust. His wife hated the game. Because his wife is an Overcooked master, and she hated it. Well, I said it was different than Overcooked in that it's not as frantic. It's definitely like more mellow than that. So
you can do a lot on your own in that game. Like Mrs. Shipwreck and I have been playing it, and it's a lot of like, okay, we need to work together to move like these few big objects, but then other than that, hey, we're just going to throw everything out in the lawn, and it's every person for themselves to make sure everything gets on the truck.
It's easier also. I think just generally easier. There's less going on. So I can see somebody who really liked Moving Out not liking... I'm sorry, who really liked Overcooked not liking Moving
is,
Out.
It is a very regimented game, whereas Moving Out is a lot looser.
No yelling. You like yelling.
Yes.
Retro Amigo. That's the thing. We in this house, they don't like the yelling so much. So that's why we like this game better than that's why they won't play Overcooked with me, but they'll play Moving Out. Yellow Snow Pal writes in and said, listening to old CadCast episodes, I sadly remember the first time I heard Win Cheapy's games. Worse than childhood trauma, I never won squat. Any chance you could bring that back, or better yet, do a Win Shipwrecks games? Shipwreck's not giving up his games. He's got the real estate to hold those games. That's why I had to give up the games, because I didn't have any place to hold the games.
I gave away all my games. What?
You don't remember? I gave away like all my games, like when I was moving to Japan. Mm-hmm. I forgot how many. It was a lot. It made it to the blogs. You could probably Google like Win Cheapy's games, and it's probably like on Kotaku or something. Let's see, Win Cheapy's games. It's not. There's some bunch of fucking spam.
Good job.
Thank you. But I don't really have any games to give away. I have some, but like I don't think it would be very exciting.
No, we're all digital now. Win Cheapy's hard drive.
Yeah. Right.
It's not good. It's not as nearly as...
Those are private. Those are private.
And it wouldn't work anyway.
Let's wrap things up, I think, right? Did we make it to the end?
I think so. It was a long episode.
Right, it was long. Let's give a quick shout out before we go to Long Island Retro, who just announced today that they're going to be doing their entire festival online, and it's going to be called Uplink, and we're going to be doing a live show on there. I don't know. I said we're going to do whatever they want us to do. So we're going to be doing something. You can go to liretro.com and probably buy tickets now, and I see Retronauts is going to be there, and... We're going to be there, and other people that you probably know. So let's also remind everybody to go to feels.com/cadcast and get 50% off your first order with free shipping. And follow us on Twitter. You know where to find us.
I also want to say...
No, I said that.
I also want to say before we go, because you didn't do this when you did it last week, but on Saturday, May 16th at 4 o'clock, I am going to be playing games with Christian Spicer on the interwebs to help support St. Jude's Hospital. You should watch and donate. It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to play Fortnite together. So it should be a hoot.
Nice. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be on Christian Spicer's channel.
Just follow him. Or just, you know, we'll tweet about it and stuff too. So just keep an eye on it.
Just text Wombat. He'll remind
you. Or text me. But that should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's say goodbye. Goodbye.
Bread's done.
Now the time has come to see the show. The girls, the cars, your dreams. Electronic centrifuges. The dream cannot be spoiled. It simply must sustain the truth. The truth is sex and cars and dreams. Electric blues. The warning of new girls performing. You through.